We have a guest here this morning.
We do.
Yeah.
Lance Sims, Director of Planning and Development Services.
There he is. Lance, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Good. You know, if it weren't so much work, I'd have a quiz for you today, quite honestly. I started a new contest called I Thought I Knew That, and I thought I knew how easy it would be to be able to come up with three multiple choice questions, but it's actually... to say what Chase Murphy used to say, it smacks of effort, so I'm not going to do it. It's Friday. We're celebrating a victory from last night, so move on from there. Man, you're the guy who gets to field all those calls about those things that are going on in College Station that people don't like.
Yes, sir, and the things that they do like as well.
I understand, and Jennifer was nice enough to put out there for all of us to read the input from the citizens. It is really amazing because, I mean, you read those, and it comes from all 365 degrees. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Somebody's not happy about it, are they?
Yes, sir.
What are the challenges, basically, as we look at this institution that continues to grow so fast? We got everything going for us in these two cities. I mean, this job. How long have you been with the city?
18 years.
Yeah, I mean, so you obviously have seen a lot of this. But, I mean, it just seems that everything is moving so much faster here in the last couple of years.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think one of the major challenges is trying to stay out ahead of that, and we're not always successful in that. Obviously, we do our best. It takes money to do things, and we're trying to get there.
Now, talk to me a little bit about how this staff has to be different from the staff of, say, even 7 or 8 years ago, where you just had maybe a local person, maybe somebody you see in restaurants or you see socially or whatever, and they're gonna want to change their business in some way, shape, or form, and so you do things that you can for them. Now we're getting players in here, big folks, big development companies.
Absolutely. I think we have to be willing and able to work at a faster pace, and I think we have to be open to new ideas. I mean, folks coming in from different areas do things a little differently, and we need to be open to that.
To expand on that a little bit, Lance, the idea of people maybe doing things in a different way. These are people who have been successful in other markets, and maybe it cuts against the grain of what College Station has developmentally been wanting to do?
Could be. You know, I don't think it necessarily has to be, but again, I think our role is just to be open to looking at things differently.
Now, y'all are looking at overall putting together a new development game plan, if you will. Is that going to have to continue to be updated faster and faster simply because of the pace you talk about?
Yes, sir. Actually, we look at it and I assume you're talking about the comprehensive plan.
Sure.
And some
mm-hmm.
of what's going on. We look at that on an annual basis, so that's something that's been ongoing. And then this last year, we took a really close look at it because it was at the five-year mark, and so it was a more comprehensive look, and we've got queued up for the second meeting in September for council to actually adopt that report. We work very closely with the subcommittee of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the City Council as we work through those changes. So it's an annual process, and this past one was even deeper because of the five-year mark.
Talk to me a little bit about, gosh, we have to say it's only 75 years old, but old College Station and new College Station. These are, in many ways, different areas. What kind of challenges does that bring for you?
Absolutely. The what we would term older areas, more established neighborhoods. Some of that infrastructure is actually starting to need replacing. And again, kudos to Public Works and Water Wastewater. I don't know if you're aware, but in some of those older areas, there have been some infrastructure improvements, water, sewer, et cetera. So those are some of the challenges. And then the other, just from the residents, they're used to what they're used to, and then any kind of change is challenging in that respect. So we have to work closely with him.
Lance Sims joining us this morning. And you really are. You are at the bullseye of that. People understand, and again, usually I can have an opinion on almost anything. I'm really ambivalent about this. I really can understand how both people who want to come in and do investment property feel, but also those citizens who they remind vote all the time and live here all the time. I don't know if it's a solvable problem, but do you feel like you're where you need to be able to please both sides, or what else needs to be adjusted?
Oh, Scott, that's a good question. This is something that you probably know has been ongoing. I was looking at some past efforts, and again, I've been here for 18 years, and I was looking back on some history of this, and the city's been working on this issue, if you will, since 1996, and probably even prior to that. So I think it's going to be an ongoing effort. I don't know that we'll ever be exactly where we need to be just because of the dynamics involved.
You know, the first house I owned was two blocks behind City Hall on Francis, and I can remember 25 years ago, people trying to put together an HOA to make sure the students don't encroach. Even then, I thought it was too late. I thought it had already started to happen, that was investor property in many cases, and it's only obviously gone on beyond that. I'm going to ask you a question out of left field, because I just, for all the things and all the planning that College Station does and prides themselves on, and rightly so, the single development right there at the corner of Francis Street, that's right catty-corner from the City Hall, this is a four-story facility that really kind of stands out now. And I think planning and development is about trying to have things that transition and don't stand out. How did that come about, and how did we get there?
That's a very good question. If you look in the comprehensive plan, that first block, and by first block I mean from Texas to Foster there, is identified in the comprehensive plan as more of an urban feel, and also a redevelopment area. And so what that tells us as staff is we need to be looking for creative ways to promote redevelopment. And so that is a good example, at least in my opinion, in allowing an urban feel and at the same time a redevelopment, because you're aware of the structures that were there before. And so obviously what's there now is denser. We actually work closely with the developer on that one, because that actually came through as a PDD, a planned development district. And we work with them to, I don't know if you've noticed, the top floor is not, it's set back a little bit.
Yes, uh-huh.
So those are some of the design features that we work with them on to try to lessen the impact with the single family across the street.
Right. Lance Sims, the guy who is now a plate juggler, he's got a lot of them in the air. I don't know if it's a planning term or a phrase, super density, but I would say right around where the rise is, the stack in Northgate, that is a super density area. You just got a whole bunch of people there. Obviously, that can only grow a finite amount.
Right.
Are there other areas that would be right for super density in College Station, and if so, where would they be in your view?
Well, I think you've identified probably the most obvious spot is Northgate, I mean, right across the campus. Right across the street from the campus. And actually, Northgate, there is no density cap. So in a lot of areas in our zoning districts, we have a maximum density, and Northgate is not one of those. And that may be why you're seeing, or we're seeing, some of the growth there. I think some other areas, and we'll go back to the City Hall block, for example, those areas that are immediately adjacent to campus that are ripe for redevelopment, I think those are some of the areas that the comprehensive plan would support that kind of density.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's what I got. What do you got for us today?
Well, I wanted to talk for just a minute about some tips on being a good neighbor. I mean, we all know that the students are back in town.
Yeah.
And a little less elbow room, and so that can cause friction. It doesn't have to, but it can cause friction. So I wanted to just talk about a few things, some of the more common code violations that we see. And again, just all this is framed or under the umbrella of being a good neighbor. So that sound good?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Can I run through a few?
Please do.
All right. So again, these are just some of the more common code violations. One is our noise violations. We do have quiet hours, if you will, from the hours of 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., so be aware of your neighbors. And the context here, Scott, I guess, in my opinion, is more established single-family neighborhoods where, you know, you may have folks, new renters in those areas. And just be aware, be neighborly, and keep the noise down. And then secondly is on the trash can. We all know in College Station we have curbside pickup, and so please don't leave your garbage can out by the curb 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. You really have 12 hours after garbage pickup to get that back up. So pull it back up toward the house. Parking can be a big issue in some of these established neighborhoods. So the general rule there is don't park on the grass. Park on some kind of improved surface, and that's your driveway, etc. In a lot of the neighborhoods, you can park on the street, but be aware in some areas there's no parking, and those areas will be signed. So in that case, don't park on the street. And another just maybe common sense is be aware of your neighbor's driveway, and if you park on the street, please don't block, even partially, don't block their driveway. That can be very frustrating. Yards, weeds and grass, in College Station, the limit's 12 inches. So, again, just maintain your yard and don't let it get out of control. And then lastly, what we term open storage, and it's really anything out in front of your home that shouldn't be there. Maybe it's that couch that really should be inside and not in the front yard. So be aware of those. So those are some of the more common code violations that we're seeing, and we're just trying to get the word out to folks. You know, be a good neighbor. Introduce yourself if you don't know your neighbor, and maybe exchange phone numbers. Those are just some common tips that I think would go a long way.
Well, and I think we ought to add, okay, fine, students, but you know what? They're 12-month-a-year people who don't behave either. So, absolutely, you know, they're both sides as far as that goes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the time this morning, Lance. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep, Lance Sims here. Why do students put web-seated chairs on the roofs of their house? Yeah. I'm asking you that rather than him.
You know, I've never talked to one about that.
Well, Lance, do you have any anecdotal input?
I mean, sure,
there?
The view is better. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Depends on your neighborhood.
Yeah.
No, I did. One of my neighbors had her house rented out to students, and they had put two chairs up on the roof.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Which I don't believe probably the landlord wants going on, but nonetheless, I kind of wondered. Other than because they can?
Well, depending on the pitch of the roof, it could be good exercise.
Well, that's a good point. I guess that's probably right. What else do you have for us today?
Well, while we're still talking football this morning, we have some football-related programs through College Station Parks and Recreation. Register now for NFL flag football. Those are for kids ages 7 to 12. And also Smart Start flag football. That's for kids 4 to 6. And then something you may have done when you were a kid, punt, pass, and kick. Did you do that?
No, I was before that.
Really?
Yeah, we were rolling rocks around this before inflatable footballs.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, not me. Yeah.
So pass and kick. That's going to be Saturday the 6th at 10 o'clock, Veterans Park and Athletic Complex. So if you want to find out how to take part in that, cstx.gov/sports.
All right, there you go. Jay Sokol here from the City College Station. That's our community segment.